As the second of two cold fronts that crossed the region yesterday and overnight continues to move south, it'll be replaced by high pressure at the surface and aloft, bringing us a good deal of warm mid-June sunshine and mild temperatures. Some mid and high-level clouds will move through during the day, so the sun may be filtered from time to time. And dew points will fall back into the 40s and 50s, so it'll feel quite a bit less humid than it did yesterday as well. As the ridge slides to the east, it'll allow for some moister air to slide in at the surface and mid-levels of the atmosphere. And some models are indicating a disturbance moving through overnight into our Thursday that could tap into that moisture and produce a couple of spotty showers. Either way, it'll become partly to mostly cloudy overnight into Thursday as our next storm moves through. By afternoon, enough instability may build up to produce a couple of thunderstorms. In fact, there may be some stronger storms later Thursday into Thursday night as the cold front swings through. High pressure at the surface will once again move in for Friday and Saturday before exiting off the coast again Saturday night. By Sunday, the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill may impact portions of the region with a soaking rain. We'll have to watch in the coming days, as so far the models are flip-flopping on just how far north into the area the heaviest rain will make it. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe storms across the northern and central high plains and a slight risk of severe storms across the Ohio Valley into West Virginia. Also, a marginal risk of severe storms from the high plains to the middle and upper Mississippi Valley to western Virginia and North Carolina and from the eastern portions of the southern plains to the Ozarks. Scattered strong storms are likely across portions of the plains to parts of the middle and upper Mississippi Valley, eastward to western Virginia and the North Carolina area. The most likely area for severe storms, though, should be over the northern and central high plains and across the Ohio Valley into West Virginia. Meanwhile, isolated severe storms cannot be ruled out across East Texas and Oklahoma as the remnants of Bill track from central Texas to southeast Oklahoma. In the high plains, weak east and southeasterly upslope flow primarily into eastern Wyoming and southeastern Montana, southward across the Front Range of Colorado and perhaps into eastern New Mexico, combined with west and northwesterly 500 millibar winds will result in favorable deep layer shear for organized storms, including supercells. Supercells will be more likely across southeastern Montana, eastern Wyoming, and into parts of western South Dakota and western Nebraska. Shortwave ridging may tend to limit the overall coverage of the storms, with initial activity forming over the higher terrain and spreading east-southeastward into the high plains. The stronger storms will be capable of producing all severe hazards, with the greatest tornado threat extending from eastern Wyoming into western portions of South Dakota and Nebraska. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low Tuesday of 32 degrees at Truckee, California, to a high Tuesday afternoon of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, it'll be mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s and a north wind around 10 miles an hour becoming southeast in the afternoon. In Boston, sunny, cooler with a high near 70 and a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour becoming east in the afternoon. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-70s and an east wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 79 degrees with a record of 94 set in 1994. Normal minimum temperature is 57 degrees with a record of 44 set in 1954. Sunrise and sunset data for today, June the 17th. Sunrise at 5:16 a.m. and sunset at 8:36 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Sunny today with a high in the mid-70s and a northeast wind, 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny today with highs in the low 80s and a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, sunny today with highs in the mid-70s and east wind around 5 miles an hour. For tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics and Southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s, north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny today with highs in the upper 70s and a north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Friday, becoming mostly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Saturdays, clouds back on the increase, so it'll be warm with highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. Showers and storms on Sunday, temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. Monday, a chance of showers, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.